I watched the Trumpist alternative reality show, marveling at lies and lawbreaking, and trying to understand. Senator Tim Scott spoke well, but he is the entire Congressional Republican Black Caucus, one man, the Democrats' number 50-plus. Karen Pence described how art therapy helped a PTSD-plagued veteran, but she didn't say why that means we should vote for Trump. Alice Marie Johnson thanked Trump for freeing her from a way-too-long prison sentence. Mostly, people said, straight-faced, how much Trump cares about the average person and how hard he works. Trump mentioned unnecessary deaths from COVID-19, as if our absurd global lead in per capita deaths had nothing to do with him. He says he, quote, follows the science, unquote. Amnesiacs probably believed him. The Hatch Act forbids federal employees from engaging in partisan activities while on public business or federal property. Doesn't apply to Trump, but Trump's people trampled all over that law in several ways. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo even made a convention speech while on federal business in Israel. Lies abounded. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi said she fights corruption, but in 2013 she was about to have Florida join in a fraud lawsuit against Trump's charity, until Trump's charity donated $25,000 to her re-election campaign. Charities can't legally contribute to candidates. Trump was fined, but bribing Bondi worked. Eric Trump, VP of the Trump Organization, spoke the same day New York issued another subpoena for his testimony in yet another fraud proceeding. Pro athletes were canceling games to protest police shootings of unarmed black men. Trump used exaggerated tales of violence to support his claim that, quote, you won't be safe in Biden's America, unquote. Fact is, we're so safe with Trump that our 180,000 pandemic deaths, and counting, are way beyond any other country's per capita, and Trump's responsible for much of that. On the centennial of U.S. women's suffrage, Trump had a speaker who believes in household voting, which means each household gets a vote. She says, in a godly household, the husband gets the final say. Trump spoke for a record hour and 10 weird minutes. He seemed at his best attacking Biden. Mostly he looked bored, particularly when reading stuff about U.S. history. It was inappropriate to hold this event at the White House. To many, that building is a kind of national shrine. It belongs to all of us. Trump made it a prop for a partisan political extravaganza. To project power and patriotism, Trumpists installed so many flags that I thought of the old saying, pretended patriotism is the last refuge of scoundrels. How often has Trump placed his personal interest above national interests? Trump used the White House as a dictator would. He showed us this was his turf, like a dog urinating. He even boasted, what's the name of this house? We're here, they're not. I hope that changes soon, but appeals to fear can be effective.